Ranga's menial servant. Who is that menial servant? And how did he serve Gauranga? In what ways? And how did Gauranga reciprocate with him? Is it us? Are we that menial servant? Is it you? Is it me? Someday, I hope so. Madhi Lila, chapter 17, verse 57 through 81. Gauranga is on his way to Vrindavan, which he arrived in Kartik Purnima. As he went through Bihar, he passed through the Jarikan forest in Bihar. And there was somebody with him. Pate aite bhattacharya shakamula fal yahanye payena tahan layena sakal. Along the way, Balabhattacharya, on the way to Vrindavan, collected all kinds of spinach, roots, and fruit whenever possible. This is what they call in Radhakund, they call Bengali sabji. It's a generic term. If you someone's buying sabji, so get me some Bengali sabji. And any given day or day of the month, it can be any variety of 10 different kinds of shak or all kinds of funny vegetables and things that the Bengalis are so aware of, and they're wildly growing here in the field, so they freely harvest them, then they sell them in Radhakund. And they're very tasty and actually very healthy. And there was one weed growing here in our, it's still there I think, but in our rose garden. And my chokidar, I said, you want some Bengali sabji? I said, yeah. And he bought this in. I said, what is that? I never saw it. It's so shiny. And he said, no, this is there in the garden. I said, okay. In the Kartik, no leafy vegetables. So his servant is with him, and we heard recently in a story when Lord Chaitanya was in Tapanamishra's house, he ate pakabog, all food cooked in ghee. And now he's in Jarikand. It's not exactly chronology or sequence or stories, but now he's not attached to, like Charvaka Muni, beg, borrow, steal, eat food cooked in ghee. He's not attached to opulent prasad. He's quite happy with some roots and wild sabji from the forest. So Balabhadra, his servant, is collecting all these things. Ye grame rahina prabhu tataya brahman pancha shatta jana asi kareya nimantran. Whenever Mahabhu came out of the forest, because India in those days was lots of forests. Lots of forests. It's hard to believe that 60 years ago, from here, from outside, from where I am, or practically from here, 2 kilometers down the road to Vrindavan was a Kadamba Kandi forest. 60 years ago, big trees like this. Huge. Kadamba, it gets big. And the senior old people, the 80, 90 year old people in Radhakund, they say, we used to play in that forest, and it would never get warmer than 25 degrees in the summer. And it was so thickly dense in the trees, they couldn't see the sunshine on the floor of the ocean. Like now we look around, we see the sun is shining here and there in the back. There's so many thick trees. And 60 years, now it's all chickpeas and gehon and all these things. So when he visited a village, a few Brahmins, 5 or 7, would come and extend invitations to the Lord. Kayana Anideya Bhattacharya Stan Keha Dukta Dhari Keha Grita Kanda An. Some of these Brahmins would bring grain and deliver it to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Others would bring milk and yogurt. And still others would bring ghee and sugar. Yahan viprat nahi tahan shudra mahajan asi sabe bhattacharya kare nirantran. In some villages there were no brahmanas. Devotees born in non-brahmana families came and extended invitations to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. It says shudra mahajan. That's very interesting. Shudra mahajan. Devotees, so that why they're shudras. Shudras may be taking care of leather, they may be, oh, that's a Muchi. I guess he's less than a Shudra, a low-class Shudra. Muchi, the butcher and the Muchi. The butcher, of course, is not a Shudra. He's lower than that, Chandal or whatever. But it says that, he says there's Shudra Mahajan. What makes someone a Mahajan? Gandhi, in the 30s, he was trying to say that he called all the poor people Harijans. He said, why do you restrict in those days, the temples, even here 20 years ago, and even now some temples, they don't like it. When any Bungi or Chamara kid comes in a temple, they chase him out. They say, what are you doing? Even the low-class Hindus are not allowed in temples. So he said, why is this? They're Harijan. They're people of God. God is the Father. They're his children. So he created his Harijan movement. You must be knowing Harijan. But most of them didn't know anything who Hari is, nor did they have Hari Bhakti or devotion or surrender to Hari. But these Shudras are called Mahajan. They were actually Harijan or Mahajans because they were devotees worshipping. Mahatmanas tamam partam daivam prakritam ashrita. They were Mahajans or Mahatmas, even though their caste is low, but they are accepting Vishnu Upasana, worship of Krishna, or they were Vaishnavas, so therefore they were great souls. What are we by birth? Most of us are Shudras, Western people. And so we're, on one level, we're also Shudra Mahajans. Prabhupada's purport. He says, a sannyasi or a Brahmin will never accept invitations from a Shudra. But there are many persons who are raised to the platform of Brahmin by their initiation. These people are called Shudra Mahajan. That's interesting. Transformation by initiation. Bell metal turns to gold by the process of initiation. Mahaprabhu himself accepted invitations from Shudra Mahajans. And this confirms, this is a very interesting point, because earlier we read a story about Haridas Thakur, and he said, you've taken Vaishnava initiation and you're chanting the holy name, therefore you're more than a Brahmin, you're a Vaishnava. You've already done all the yagyas and pujan, yagya tapasya, given charity and sacrifices, studied all the Vedas, and the proof of that is you're chanting Hare Krishna incessantly, Namacharya. So again, these philosophical points, Mahaprabhu himself did not tolerate this casteism. Caste based on birth, janam. He considered the guna, the lakshana, the qualities of the person, that determines his position, his level. So he himself, he's God. He's a Mishra by birth, a high class Brahmin. And he's accepting invitations from devotees. Oh, now you're a Vaishnava. You're in a Chuta Gotra. There's no more Shudra caste or Shudra Gotra. You're all Vaishnavas. So he's teaching. This is a teaching. Bhattacharya Pakka Kari Vanya Vyanjan Vanya Vyajane Prabhur Anandita-man. His servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya cooked all kinds of vegetables with ghee, pakka, because it was given. They gave ghee and sugar for the service of Mahaprabhu. So they used it. He used it. Mahaprabhu is very pleased to accept these preparations. So if the Lord is pleased, Bhagavan Kushi, then Jiva Kushi, the living entity, Manush Kushi. So these people that donated ghee and sugar and yogurt for the service of Mahaprabhu, they were blessed because the Lord was happy. Duichari dinera ana rakina samhati yahan shunya van loker nahika vasati tahanseyana bhattacharya kari pakka fal mule vyanjan kari vanya nanashak. Balabhadra Bhattacharya would keep a stock of food grains that would last from 2 to 4 days. Where there were no people, he would cook the grain and prepare vegetables, spinach, roots, and fruits collected from the forest. Sounds like a wonderful picnic. A wonderful forest picnic. And the traveling with Gauranga through the various forests on the way to Vrindavan. And then he's cooking for the Lord, gathering some wood. Some of the Western people, they often go and camp out in the forest. I think most of you have that experience. And go and collect some dry wood, and they make a fire, make some stove to protect from the, or behind a tree, or somewhere to protect from the wind. And then you have your little portable pots with you or whatever. Get some water from the stream and make up some sabjis, and then you roast some potatoes or whatever. And it's a wonderful experience to eat in the forest, the natural style. So the Lord is relishing this mood of Vrindavan. Parma Santosha Prabhu Vanya Bhojan Mahasukapana Ye Dina Rahina Nirjan. Mahaprabhu was always very happy to eat these forest vegetables. He was even happier when he had an opportunity to stay in a solitary place. Bhattacharya Seva Kari Snehe Jai Chedhas Tanravipra Vahejal Pachabar Hirvas. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was so affectionate to the Lord Gauranga that he was serving just like a menial servant. His assistant, Brahmana, carried the water pot and garments. So Balabhadra, of course, he's also a high-class Brahmin by birth, but he was dispatched to accompany Gauranga on his tour to Vrindavan, and he was happily carrying the Lord's Kamandalu and his change of cloth, Bahirvas and Uttariya. Nirjarete Ushnodake Snanatina bhar, dui sandhya agni tap, kashtira apar. Gauranga bathed three times a day in the warm water of the waterfalls. Really a nice tour. Waterfalls? Water? Where? Where's a lake? Where's a river? Waterfall? You saw? Maybe you go up in Himachal or somewhere. He used to heat himself in the morning and evening with a fire made with limitless wood. That's nice. Agni tap. The fire, the heat of the fire. So he was, because it was cold, he arrived here at the end of November. So he was passing through these forests. So it was Bhattacharya, just like Krishna and Sudama. They're going out to collect firewood for Sandipani Muni, for heating the ashram, for cooking the food. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he's getting to collect wood and make fire to keep Lord Chaitanya warm. Nirantara Prima Vaise Nirjane Gaman. That's actually the main mistake. Prima Vaise. Nirantara Prima Vaise Nirjane Gaman Sukha Anubhavi Prabhu Kahina Vachan. And it's Sukha Anubhav. By being in that Udipan, being in that forest, and being in the association of his menial servant, his dedicated pure devotee, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, then that stimulated a happiness in his heart. And then from that happiness, he expressed his happiness in his words. It's Anubhav, Sukha Anubhav, Vachan. Happy feelings, Anubhav, sentiments. He said, he speaks a long time actually. Gauranga speaks several verses to his servant. They're just the two of them traveling. Shuna Bhattacharya Ami Gelana Bahudesh Vanapate Dukera Kahan Nahi Pailesh. My dear Bhattacharya, I have traveled very far through the forest, but I haven't experienced alesha, even a trace of any unhappiness while traveling through this wild jungle. Krishna Kripalu Amaya Bahuta Kripa Kaila Van Pate Ani Amaya Bhadasukha Dila. Balabhadra, Krishna is very merciful, Kripalu, especially to me. He has shown his mercy by bringing me on this path through the forest. Thus he has given me great pleasure. So, of course, Van Pate Amaya Bhara Sukadila. Great happiness. Generally, people sometimes feel nervous or fearful in a deep forest for their safety or welfare. Life itself can be threatened by the tigers and bears and cobras. But Mahaprabhu is saying, you've given me great happiness because you've submerged my heart in remembrance of our picnics and at times we would eat together, bhojan. Sometimes Radha and Krishna, they're moving through the forest in the evening, then they come somewhere, banks of Yamuna, then the gopis and Radharani, they make a beautiful feast for Krishna. Or here at Radhakund also, they have their pastimes. So when Gauranga entered the forest, he's thinking, oh, this is Vrindavan. And this servant of mine is preparing these foods. It's just like I used to prepare for Krishna. And I'm remembering my sham so much. So I'm feeling bharasukha. I'm very, very happy. Purve Vrindavana jaite karilana vichar Mata Ganga Bhakta Gane Dekiva Ekabhar. I decided before this, Purve, to go to Vrindavan and on the way to see my mother, the river Ganga, and the other devotees once again. So on his way to Vrindavan, he's recounting. He's speaking this all to Balabhadra. He's saying, Krishna's very happy, very merciful to me, and I met my mother and Shantipur and all the devotees. Bhaktagan Sange Avashya Kariba Milan Bhaktagan Sange Lana Java Vrindavan. I thought that once again I would see and meet all the devotees and take them with me to Vrindavan. So the Lord likes to be with all his devotees. He doesn't like to be alone. He likes to be in Sangha with all his devotees. Come, Mother Sachi, and everyone come, let's go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan Gamana. I was thinking like that. And because of that thought, Etabhave Goradeshi Karalun Gaman Matta Ganga Bhakte Deki Sukhi Hailaman. Thus I went to Bengal. I was very happy to see my mother and the Ganga and all the Bhaktas. Matta Ganga Bhakta Deki Sukhi Hailaman. My mind became very happy to see Ganga Mata. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. I saw my mother and all my friends, devotees. Bhaktagan lana tabe chali lana range lakshakoti lokatahan haila amasange. However, when I started for Vrindavan, thousands and millions of people gathered to begin to go with me. Sanatana mukhe Krishna amashikaila tahan vigna karivan. I was going to Vrindavan with such a huge entourage and crowd. But Sanatana Goswami taught me a lesson. Through the mouth of Sanatana Goswami, Krishna taught me a lesson. That's what he says. Sanatan Mukhe, Krishna Shiksha. So what is it said? It says that Krishna speaks through the mouths of what? Krishna speaks through the mouth of the Brahman in the Vedic culture. And many of those Brahmins, of course, are devotees. So we trace everything to that center. So we say that Krishna oftentimes instructs, not only speaks, but instructs through the mouths of devotees. Well, you should do like this, or this would be good, this, that. So Sanatana Goswami is a Brahmin by birth, and of course a pure devotee. So when he was going like this, then Sanatana Goswami said, please, my Lord, don't mind. This is not the way to go to Vrindavan. Kripara samudra dina hine dayamai Krishna kripa bina kon sukanai hai. It says, Lord Gauranga said, Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He's especially merciful to the poor and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Kripa samudra. Ocean of mercy. Dayamoy, He's made of Daya, compassion, mercy. Krishna Kripa Bina, koi suk nahi, kon suka nahi. So without Krishna's mercy, there's no happiness. That's Gauranga's aphorism, philosophical truth. We can try to get happiness, and most people are. Most people in the world are trying to get happiness without Krishna's mercy. Trying hard. Bhattacharya Alingya Tanhare Kaila Tomara Prasadayami Eta Sukha Paila. Mahaprabhu then embraced Balabhadra and told him, "It is only by your kindness that I am now so happy." Tomara Prasad. Teno Kahena Tumi Krishna Tumi Dayamoy Adama Jivamuni Mori Haila Sadai. After hearing this talk of Mahaprabhu being directed to him, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, then Balabhadra Bhattacharya replied to his master and his lord, "My dear Lord Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, you are that Krishna himself, and therefore you are that ocean of mercy. You are that Kripa Samudra. Daya Moy. I am Adam Jiva. I am very fallen, but you give me great mercy." You give, because Gauranga is saying that, "Oh, by your arrangement, take me through this forest. Krishna has been very merciful to me to give me such a loyal servant, faithful servant who's serving me so nicely and giving me so much happiness. This is Krishna's kripalu on me, mercy." And he says, "Wait a minute. You're that Krishna. You're that Doyamoy. It's your mercy on me." And he says, "I know who you are, Balabhadra." He says, "Muni chara more tumi songe lanaila kripa kari mora hatte prabhu biksha kaila." "Sir," says sir, Prabhu, where is Prabhu? "Oh Mahaprabhu, you have brought me with you, showing your great mercy, and by your kindness you have accepted food prepared by my hands." So this is the attitude of the servant of the Lord, that out of kindness, the Lord accepts his service. He doesn't need it, doesn't require it, but if someone renders him service and the Lord accepts it, or the devotees accept it, that means that the mercy and kindness of the Lord are showering on one's head. Adamaka kiri kaila garuda saman swatantra ishvara tumi swayam bhagavan. This is Balabhadra Bhattacharya speaking in his reply. "Mahaprabhu, you have made me your saman, your garuda, your vahan. You've made me your carrier, Garud. And although I am no more than a condemned crow," kakeri, Adam a kakeri. That means I'm a fallen Adam, a kakeri. Even sounds like that. This is Bengali, kakeri. They have kaka. You know, they sound like ka, ka, ka. You ever heard? Crow? Ka, ka. So it's kakeri. Kari means kara, means the one who does ka. Ka, kara. Ka, kari, keri. So one who does ka, ka, that's ka, keri. So he's saying, you're made me into Garuda, but actually I'm a crow. Garuda's right there, by the way, he's right there. Thus you are the independent personality of Godhead. You are Sotantra Ishvara, Swayam Bhagavan. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande paramananda madhavam guru dinatam. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya is saying, mukam karoti vachalam pangam, he says that you have turn me, a dumb person, into an eloquent speaker. Murk Mukam. You've made me speak so poetically. And I'm Pangam. We say the pranam prayer to Radha Madan Mohan. Shaitam Suratora Pangor. That I'm lame, ill-advised. I'm a layman, but Langayate Giram. Giri means mountain. Giraj Maharaj, a key. The king of mountains is Giriraj, the Raj. So he said, by the mercy of Krishna, then a lame man, crippled man can walk over mountains. He can climb mountains and go down, up and down. And that's what he says. So this is your mercy. And who are you? You're that Madhav, that Paramananda, that supreme form of Satchidananda. He Mata Bala Badra Karina Stavan Prema Seva Kari Tushta Kaila Praburaman. In this way, Bala Badra Bhattacharya offered his prayers to Mahaprabhu. By rendering service to Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love, he pacified the Lord's mind. Prema Seva Kari, this is Tushta, Tushta Prabhuman. He satisfied the mind of Mahaprabhu. So this is the story of the menial servant of the Lord. Nothing very elaborate. He was just collecting some spinach and cooking it. But it was menial service, so then the Lord accepted that. And that's all. We don't have to do anything grand or elaborate. Some people think if they don't do something big, I want to do some big service. Sometimes we meet people. I mean, I've met people like this in 1970 and 1980, 1990, and still I meet every 10 years. Someone says, oh, you know, I'm a musician. I want to make it big in music so I can make money for Krishna. I'm a musician. I want to dovetail my music talents and rock and roll or this, that, and I'll make it big. And then when I make it big, I'm going to build a temple for Krishna, this, that. And they say all these things. I said, why don't you just make it big by joining a temple and shaving your hair? That's the biggest thing you can do. Or just, you know, become a devotee and live a simple life and get away from all this hellish life of rock and roll. No, I have to do that. All the time, every 5 years, 10 years, I meet someone like this. And I say, okay, good luck, all the best. And all these devotees that try to do this, they just flop. They don't go anywhere. They never make any money. They're always in debt. And they're always, and just living on some false dream or pipe dream. Because it's an excuse for not surrendering, basically. That's the difficult part. What is that? Surrender is the biggest revolution in a devotee's life. Is that right? The biggest revolution in a devotee's life or a jiva's life is surrender. But devotee, it's always, we surrender all the time.